Hey, Practically Pastoring Network, my name is Matt Coyne, and I am the host of Relevant Revitalization, a podcast that equips, encourages, and engages pastors who are looking for God to breathe new life in their church. This podcast will be released every Thursday, and I'll be interviewing authors and experts in the field of revitalization and pastors who have been through the revitalization journey themselves, with the goal of equipping and encouraging you in your ministry as you follow God's call and watch Him breathe new life into your local church. Lastly, another goal through this podcast is to provide free resources through books, consulting, coaching, and so much more. So be sure to mark your calendars for Thursday, February 15th for the pilot episode of Relevant Revitalization.
Hey,
yeah, that worked.
It's
Happy Monday.
Weird looking. You were afraid. You were nervous. You were anxious.
Normally, I test all the gear
we
out before we go live.
Do have some headroom. That's on me.
Headroom's fine.
If I was 6 foot four, it would be the perfect amount of headroom.
Andrew, it's been a weekend.
If
buddy.
I was 6 foot four,
6'4",
I would.
Can you imagine that?
I probably would have been a D1 athlete.
If you look at the baptism photos from yesterday, you'll see what I think 6'4 looks like compared to me.
It's not flattering, is it?
It is not flattering.
Tim, when I was a youth pastor in Texas, would have been summer of 2010, maybe 2011, we had an open gym, and we had a girl that was I think she had 5 or 6 D1 offers. I think she went to Texas Tech and played basketball, and I played her one-on-one and just smoked her.
I don't believe you.
Tim, basketball is not my sport.
I don't believe
you. I would have been a great women's basketball player.
You are
had
lying.
I'm telling you. It's being able to use your butt in certain ways to get rebounds and, you know, throw your hips. I'm telling you, Tim, give me 6'4". I would have at least been a volleyball player.
I could see that.
I love volleyball.
I could see that.
But at 5'6" and built like me, little teapot, short and stout, not quite what volleyball coaches are looking for. But I loved it. It was great.
You know what else I love?
Lots of open gyms.
Andrew, I love that yesterday was Sunday.
And this right here?
Is the morning after.
It's the morning after.
Welcome to the Morning After Ministry Show, a caffeine-fueled look back on the week and ministry that was.
Well, boys and girls, we are here. It is Monday yet again, 246 times. This is the Reverend Dr. Andrew James Larson, andrewjlarson@gmail.com.
All of those titles are applicable to me.
I know. I know who you are. My name's Tim. Every Monday that we can.
So you give me like first of his name and, you know,
what do you mean?
Ruler of the Andals. And,
son of Stephen, son of Mel. I don't know what you mean to say.
Who's Mel?
My granddad.
Oh, I was going to say, because my wife's name is Melissa, so I was very
Melvin. Son of Stephen, son of Melvin.
There you go.
We could. I mean, how fancy do you want? I have an MDiv. I've got a ministry license. I don't really, you know. I'm not a doctor.
In the covenant, the ministry license makes you a reverend temporarily.
I'm a temp. I'm basically Ryan. I'm the fire guy at Lakeview.
The temporary reverend.
Hey, oh, every Monday we
every
basically
single
we,
Monday
we hang out with each other. We invite you along for the ride
to talk about the week in ministry that was. That's what it says there in that little intro.
And we had both of those things. We had a week.
We did.
We had some ministry that needed to get done. Andrew, I took one play out of your playbook. I know you've done something like this before. We
I don't
attempted
know what you're talking about, but I believe you.
Well, we attempted a members class over breakfast.
Yeah.
Have you guys done
that? Yeah, because we have a group that does, our men's group does breakfast every single Monday. And
so
they
the breakfast
cook,
is already there?
Yeah, or like the cooking gear is already there. They obviously have to do more food if we're doing a new members class.
Yeah.
But we had several people that they couldn't make the evening members classes. And Tim, let's be real, we live in Florida.
I know.
Certain times a year when different populations are bigger than other times of the year.
Sure.
There are people that don't like to drive at night, so doing a
scary
winter new members class when the sun goes down at 5:30, 5:45, doing a 7 o'clock new members class or a 6 o'clock new members class, there's a segment of our population that we're going to miss.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been doing some breakfast morning classes, and they've gone over really well.
I wonder if that, you know, I didn't really think about that, but I
of course, Tim, you only think about your personal demographic.
I typically only think Shame about on you. My schedule.
Shame on you.
But we did hear from a few in previous membership classes last year that said, you know, hey, nighttime is tough for me, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to driving. So mm-hmm. we went for the breakfast-ish. It was 10 o'clock, so it wasn't super early.
No, it's brunch.
Yeah. But we had coffee, we had donuts, we had bagels, and we had no complaints.
Like, see, it was, I would have at least gotten a skillet out there.
10 o'clock?
Electric griddle, flip some pancakes. But there's something about when your pastor's flipping you a pancake. Mm.
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
It's not. It costs nothing.
We had
pancake mix is basically free.
We had our largest attended membership class ever, which was pretty cool. Lot of fresh faces. We opened with a game, which I typically mm-hmm. open every membership class with a game. I don't know. Like, the youth pastor comes
out
and
what game did you play?
We did. I wanted to do something, so I had floated two game ideas by Stephanie, and I said, okay, which one do you think is going to work better? One was Book of Proverbs or ChatGPT,
mm-hmm. That's funny.
Which is pretty funny, or Church Signs Real or Fake version mm-hmm. 2. And she said, what's the demographic? And so I said, you know, here's the age range. She goes, Church Signs, like, that's going to hit better. Mm-hmm. And boy, did it hit. It was only 10 church signs. You had to determine if they were real or fake.
It was like belly laughter. I looked at the first version of that because it was, our buddy up in Canada.
Ken McIntyre.
Yep. Do you remember how ripped he was? He was just in better shape than me.
It was ridiculous. He inspired me.
That makes me angry. But, Tim, we've been doing a lot of screen games at youth group as we've...
Why wouldn't you?
Youth group's grown a little bit. And
they're the easiest,
it's the easiest
and most fun.
Yeah.
You look like a pro.
And especially the... this or that thing, so everybody gets a vote, and it's just
hilarious.
You can either
move to one side of the room.
Yeah.
It's a full participation. So we did like the this or that, you know, raise your hand, yes or no. And it just, I will say, the MC helps. Like, you have to sell the game. You can't just read the
questions.
There
are some people that should not be a game host.
Correct. And then there's some, I'm not trying to brag, but they may or may
not
have been.
There are some that are really good game
hosts.
They
may have been born to host
a
game show.
Well, but both of us, our first 4 or 5 years in the ministry world, our job was to be the fun hangout guy.
Yeah.
It was the, hey, you're not quite a real pastor yet, so be funny and be fun to be around, and hey, we'll let you make announcements and do the funny stuff.
So I did the same
thing.
And
you get to preach once a month.
I did the same thing on Friday. I spoke at my kids' chapel,
mm-hmm.
and I said, let's go for it. Let's open with a big screen game. It was field day, so we did one trivia game.
With field day, do you have kindergarten through eighth grade in the same chapel?
Yep, kindergarten through eighth grade. If parents show up early, they're in there as well. So I wanted this one to be just ridiculously loud, a whole lot of fun, lots of participation. So brought up contestants, did like the full-on game show, mm-hmm. two separate games, a little Devo in between the two games. And one of the school administrators came up and said, that may have been the best chapel I've ever been a part of.
Should you just do chapel every week?
But then would it be special?
New side hustle, Tim does chapel.
Yeah, side hustles mean you get paid. I don't get paid for that. That's a volunteer.
What if you just went to like random Christian schools and was like, hey, I am the chapel guy.
I gotta block out that time.
Could you buy the Instagram handle the chapel guy and you just go to random Christian schools and do chapel? That'd be great.
I love hanging out with my kids.
Yeah,
I don't know
true.
If I like hanging out with everybody else's kids.
I get it.
I like going home and my kids saying, Dad, that was the most fun we've had at chapel all year. One of my kids said it's the first time I didn't fall asleep.
Mm.
That's a good feeling, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's as good as the cinnamon crunch bagel.
Did you get bagels from that hoity-toity place that you made me and Jeff go to? That was like in the most Newport Richey shopping center I've ever been to in my life.
That's Bam Bar, which is great. We had
listen, I own a house in that same zip code. I don't go there.
We had donuts from Dunkin' Donuts and a plethora of bagels from Panera, which was like sweet, savory, in between. It was just, we had leftovers, so I ate way too many bagels while finishing sermon prep on Saturday. I mean, I don't know if I hit double digits.
What is your...
It was bad.
See, I'm a fan of just a regular bagel.
I like them
just
all.
Just plain bagel with a strawberry cream cheese.
I felt like I had to try
favorites.
Every one just to see which one I like the best.
Or a blueberry bagel.
Straight blueberry, so good.
Yeah, blueberry bagel, not even toasted. You know, maybe toasted with a little butter, but nothing. I don't need anything
blueberry bagel and then follow it up with a blueberry donut. like back to back.
I love me a blueberry cake donut. And, you know, Dunkin' is Dunkin'. You know, it's fine. But you go to one of the mom and pop donut shops in the Southwest.
Like, but it's the sugar overload with those because they drizzle everything. I can't.
And it's the enriched flour that you just.
I don't hate them.
You can smell
it
from a block away. It's my favorite. I love donuts, Tim.
So we had a packed weekend. Chapel Speaker on Friday. Felt like Chapel Speaker again on Saturday, except with older people. And then
you should do
went into membership class.
Slum Dunder Millionaire, but for new members class. So you just do a history of Lakeview in a weird game show format?
I got to do something. So what do you do for the history portion? So I actually had one of our founding members write the history piece for me. It's about 1,200 words. And then I ad-libbed the final piece because she only gave me up to a certain point. Mm-hmm. So what do you do for the history portion? Do you just kind of ad-lib?
We kind of tell the story of our congregation, and you know, it's a little bit unique. So I had lunch on Thursday of last week with the pastor of the church that our congregation came out of, and he said, "So how many members are?" And neither of us were here for the process.
Yeah.
But he said, "How many of the members from the split are still there?" And I was like, "Split? What are you talking about? Like 93 people left and 4 people stayed. That's not a split." But like in
the church shut down.
Yeah, like
this is a church plant.
The church shut down because you know of apostasy, but whatever. But in the minds of the 4 people, and now
be a good 4-part miniseries.
And it was a great lunch, but it was I guess like from that perspective. So it was kind of here's our congregation. We were here. We did this. We were in the library by the grace of God. This building became available, but the history is only 14 years old at this point.
Yeah.
So that's kind of weird.
We're closing
as well.
We're closing in on 30
because we're a church where about half the it's not true at this point. I think I actually counted yesterday. So we were about 90-ish people in person, and 60 of them are newer than me. But still, to have 30 of the 40 people that were here when I got hired 7 years ago on a random Sunday.
Dylan says, first time watching. What we would cut to the Dylan cam, but Dylan is in his new office.
Dylan, I sent you a text the other day, like, hey, how did it go? Are you?
He's a music guy, right?
Yeah, he's the music teacher at Indian Rocks.
That is so cool.
Or the band teacher, middle school and high school.
I love that. Jerry says, maybe tell staff about layoffs through Slum
Lakeview Millionaire. That would be funny.
Oh, boy. So for our history piece, here's my idea, and I floated it out to one of our former elders on Sunday because he's an incredible writer because I need help with the last 10 years of history. Mm-hmm. So I was going to use a founding member who helped me write the OG piece and the elder who would help me write the latter mm-hmm. piece, get a new script together, use a founding member on camera to tell the story. Mm-hmm. Do a complete edit.
Narrate,
you know, put in the pictures, mm-hmm. the newspaper clippings. We have all of that ready to go. So, you know, put in 8 to 12 hours of work.
Yeah.
But then for the next 2 years, I don't have to touch it. Like, yeah. I can literally, at membership class or at the newcomer's breakfast.
Do you still play the Chandler clip? Mm-hmm. So then that's just another video to insert into the presentation.
So it would basically be, hey, for the history of Lakeview Church, check out, you know, Trudy, one of our founding members. She's going to tell you a little bit about how we got here.
Yeah.
So that might be coming. It's just going to require, again, like, where am I going to have 10 to 12 hours?
Yeah, that's the tricky part.
But would it be worth it? It would be sweet.
I think so.
Maybe you could come help me film it.
I think it'd be great.
Maybe you could be the voiceover.
You know, there's a lot of things in life that I'm good at. I don't think voiceover is necessarily one of them.
You don't think so?
Especially when we've got our buddy Tommy down the road, who's like a professional voiceover guy.
I got an email from my daughter's lacrosse coach saying they are in need of announcers for the home game. They prefer animated announcers. I floated it by Emily. She said, Dad, please, no. Please. Which, the only thing I heard was, how could you not?
I mean,
how could... I know nothing about women's lacrosse.
I know nothing about men's lacrosse.
It makes it even better.
I know that football players and hockey players play lacrosse in the offseason because lacrosse players hit, and so it's a thing that keeps you used to getting hit.
But hey, give me a manuscript. Like, say these things at this time. Now, doing the play-by-play might be tricky because I don't know the terms or the terminology, but YouTube's there. That could help.
Sure. How many hours do you want to put into becoming a lacrosse announcer?
Oh, I will put in the I would be all over that.
You will. There was a guy who went to Oldsmar Christian School who was, now this is very unrelated to what you're saying, but when I was in high school, you know, it used to be that the athletic directors would call in the scores to the, used to be St. Petersburg Times, now it's the Tampa Bay Times.
Yeah.
And so that you would call in the scores to the newspapers that you wanted your scores in and give them the box scores and everything.
Yep.
And so there was this like junior sixth man off the bench, and this was a team that had multiple scholarship players, and would, so he said to the coach, hey, let me take this off your plate, let me do this. And he would give the box scores and be like, yeah, but let me tell you, and I think his name was Kurt, you know, Kurt came in off the bench and he was, you know, really a spark plug for our team, and it doesn't quite show up in the stats. The kid ended up as the sixth man of the county. Like, you know, they do like the county all-stars, but it was like the 1A Christian high school playing, you know, in the state league, but they're the 1A team.
Right.
So of the whole county, from, you have, you know, Dunedin High, that was a state championship contender at a time, and these big schools where kids are going to Florida and they're playing at, you know,
then you have this tiny Christian
school. And then you have this little Christian school, 5'9", small forward, who wins sixth man of the county because he was the one calling in the box scores to the newspaper.
I love it.
I'm just saying, you could make a big deal every time Emily touches the ball.
If she's out there, I mean, that's her name would have to be called every time.
Yeah. Now into the game.
Oh, I gave her my full announcer voice yesterday, and boy, did she get scared.
I think it would be wonderful. How much?
I gave her a couple of renditions. I could go here.
How much playing time is she thinking she's going to get? They take lacrosse pretty seriously over there.
It's the JV squad.
Okay, that helps.
And she said through the first week of practice, she was not subbed out once.
Okay.
So they haven't named starters. I'm not getting too excited. This week could be different. But I believe the term is striker.
Okay.
If that sounds right.
I have no idea about lacrosse.
I've watched one YouTube
video.
Pretty
sure Native Americans created the game.
Good. It is the oldest North American game.
Yes.
North America. Yep. Yep. Native Americans. Yep. So that's about it. I know
how the
field looks.
Played on the Great Plains.
Yes.
And in Canada.
Uh-huh. Do we need to know much more than that?
I mean, I think you should give everybody their own Native American name. In honor of the sport. So just...
that would be highly offensive. I don't know that they'd ever ask me back. I would announce one out of four home games. And there's like eight total.
You'd be fine.
There's four home, four away. It's JV.
JV.
And then half the squad gets asked to stay on for an extra month because I think varsity has like 16
tournament 16 season and whatnot.
Yep.
Tim, I think...
Todd says putting in those kind of hours would be so worth it. I mean... I would do it if I'd say, hey, I've got a buddy of mine. He and I would love to announce together.
You know, I am probably going to spend about 10 years of my life as a Calvary dad. I don't need to start 2 years early.
Are you sure?
I'm good. Hang on.
Okay, I have someone who actually enjoyed the history piece at membership class.
There you go.
I liked how the class had videos, pics, info was provided. It wasn't boring. It was interesting, although a video on the website. See, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
See, that's what I like. We could utilize the video in other spots. It could be a YouTube channel. It could be a History of Lakeview. Like, I don't see a lot of that on websites. That'd be a really cool...
An easy Instagram story. I think that'd be great.
Now, got to put the time into it. I don't want it to be like crappy. Like, I have to put the actual time
but
to make it look good.
But every year, you just hit that share button when it comes up in your memories. Hey, yeah, we did this.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 3 or 4 years, like, we should probably do this again.
Well, I was thinking save the file.
Yeah.
And then update pieces of it.
Yeah.
That way, it's not a full re-edit. Yeah. It's just parts get spliced in.
I'm with you. If there's embarrassing things about your past you want to edit out, like the Tim Miller years, you could just erase those if you have to.
That's true.
It makes a lot of sense.
Could erase entire pastors.
Tim, I did not get asked to commentate my kids' lacrosse games, but I did attend.
I feel like there was a sporting event.
It wasn't a sporting event.
It was ish.
It was the Pinellas County Boys Read Book Battle, which sounds... Here's what this is. It is the nerdiest thing. It's like an academic bee.
The only pads at that one are in their pants.
Quite possibly. So of the 80-some elementary schools in our county school district... By the way, our district is ginormous.
Yeah, it's
huge. So 80-some elementary schools, 50 of the elementary schools qualified for this, and it was an initiative that started several years ago to catch up the literacy divide between boys and girls. Mm-hmm. And so this is it's like a boys book club on Friday mornings at our school. It's different days for different schools, but it's you read books, you talk about them with a teacher, and so 50-some elementary schools have this club, about 15, 20 boys per club. They do a contest in each club where it's like trivia questions about the books and different themes and things in the book, and the top four boys from each of the 50 clubs make a team to represent the school.
Mm-hmm.
Then they do a virtual contest.
It's like a Brain Bowl type thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But about about specific books.
Yeah. It's like it's going to be over books that you have already read.
For a kid that did like Bible quiz, I'm like, I get this completely. But for kids for families that have never done a quiz bowl kind of thing, it's like, wait, what? What are you doing? But then those 50-some teams, they do semifinals. That was like a virtual thing. Big deal in the media center. That was Tuesday for us at Safety Harbor Elementary. And the Reading Sea Turtles, our mascot is the sea turtle because used to be the Indians, and that was culturally insensitive. And so they changed to the sea turtle a few years ago. So the Reading Sea Turtles, they went back to the county finals for the second year in a row, which is a big deal.
That's a big deal.
You're in the room where the school district meets, so it's like set up like you're in Congress mm-hmm. or something. The whole big podiums with the microphones yep. and all that stuff. So there were 10 out of the 53 schools made it to that stage.
And which son was this in?
This is Luke, number 3. Mm-hmm. So last year, Luke and Liam were both on the team, which was a big deal that
Liam's aged out.
Liam has aged out. He's in middle school now. Yep. But the Safety Harbor Reading Sea Turtles won by 25 points. It was
like they won the championship?
They won the championship.
Wow.
The school district superintendent was there. The school board president was there.
Was it back and forth a little bit?
It was. So you get 100 points if you get the question right the first time, 50 points the second time, 25 the third. Like, you know, there's four possible answers.
Yep.
And we won by 25 points. I didn't play.
That's
the boys
won
by 25
game.
Points. So it was
a close match.
The team that was in second place, there was one question that they missed twice, and we only missed once. So that's what it came down to was the...
It sounds silly, but I'm almost positive that had my kid been in that, my heart would have been racing.
It was terrible.
Like, I would be nervous.
It was horrid. So Melissa is watching on YouTube because the school district broadcasts things.
Oh,
and
that's
so
cool.
Melissa's in
Could have sent me a link.
Melissa's in her classroom trying to watch on YouTube.
Yep.
And she's not there because she's a teacher and doesn't just get to up and leave things in the middle. Timmy, it was... I kept saying, like, imagine if he was competing in something that I cared about, how nerve-wracking that would be.
It's terrifying.
It's horrible. It is just plain terrible.
But he did great.
Yeah, he did great. They won. He was kind of like the...
Did he answer a few?
Oh, he was kind of like the default. He was the button pusher on the team because there's, you know, four people at a table. You have to push the button. He was chosen to be the button pusher by the other guys.
Did he have a microphone?
Yes, but... So there was only one question that each team had to use their microphone for.
Yeah.
And one of the fifth graders did that because he's fourth grade. So there were two.
He'll get that privilege.
He was the only returning team member.
Wow.
But there were two fifth graders that didn't make the team last year, and he made the team last year as a third grader and then one third grader as well.
That's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive.
I think of, again, watching sports that I care about with my kids playing, and will I ever get to experience that? Who knows? If any of them, Luke might be the one. But... Like when you were watching the West Pasco Wolverines, there wasn't a game that they were in.
No.
So there's a different stress level.
Yeah, you're just like, man, can we get a first down?
But
like, can you move the ball?
When
it's not like are we gonna win the game, it's just can we do anything?
We finished third place last year and just devastation. Tears, stomping, throwing things.
For sure.
And then the day before, he and I were playing Madden and he was up like 24-7 at halftime and was gloating a little bit.
And you showed him why you're the dad of the house.
And I...
Read the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I was not. I used the Bills because there's a couple of run-pass options that I really like Josh Allen on.
Josh Allen can get it done.
So,
although he couldn't last week.
No, he could not. Tim, that's the first football
reference. I know.
There's been no Taylor Swift talk.
We watched football for, seven hours yesterday.
Yeah, straight. I slept a little bit in the first game. I was tired.
We were nearing the end of the first game, and my kids were like, is it time to watch The Office yet? And I'm like...
Oh, my sweet summer child.
There is a whole...
There's a...
I gave them halftime of game 2 for one episode. Jerry said... Okay, back to membership real quick. Jerry says, do you do one and done with new members class slash session, or do you ask for more than coming one time? Ours, so they have a 3-part membership class. So we do a 2-hour class, and then each of our elders, we take the class divided up. Mm-hmm. We follow up, and we have basically a one-on-one conversation with the prospective members.
It's not quite a, hey, we would like to quiz you on Bible doctrine, but so we want to make sure that you're not a heretic.
Yeah,
we want to make sure that
the questions that we have our elders ask are something like, give me your faith background. How'd you come to Lakeview? What questions do you have for us? Why do you want to be a member?
Mm-hmm.
And so usually based on those questions, it creates quite a bit of dialogue, mm-hmm. back and forth. And then we kind of figure out, you know, yeah, this is going to be awesome. Or they're like, yeah, you know, not a great fit for us.
So one thing that we've been doing, just, you know, with a community of people that, you know, sometimes people are here for 6 months at a time, then they're gone for a month. We have people that still split time between living up north and living down here.
Sure.
So we have said, and not everybody, they'll go to a new members class and maybe they won't be here the next Sunday whenever we're welcoming new members in. We've said, hey, once you've been through this class, if you don't want to join now, that's fine. You know, especially people coming out of church hurt situations, I think they find their way to a little church after they've been in a big church situation. And so sometimes you're like, hey, I kind of just like want to pump the brakes for a season.
I want to be for season.
Like, but I want.
We've got about a dozen of those right now, and I love them.
But I want to make sure that this is a place where I can be at while I just want to be.
Yeah.
And so we say, hey, once you've gone through new members class, you're good. You don't need to go through it again 6 months, a year, 3 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're affirming the things that we're affirming, then you're good to go.
Right.
But then it's a conversation after that. But I like that idea of, hey, we're not like going to quiz you over this, but we're going to make sure there's a one-on-one connection point.
And when you have a class as large as we had on Saturday, it makes the Q&A time awkward.
Yeah,
because like, no one wants to be.
Yeah.
Now, I did attend a church membership class when I was researching how to do a membership class. Mm-hmm. I attended one, and they actually had an anonymous text-in system.
That's a good idea.
Like, that we might implement next time. So you could just anonymously text in a question because everyone's thinking it.
Yeah.
Like, no one's brave enough to ask it out loud.
And let's be real. In 2023, 2024, people want to ask human sexuality.
Human sexuality,
It's always human sexuality questions.
Yep.
And, hey, I have a gay child. Am I welcome here? Kind of stuff. And it's like, yes. Like, you know,
right.
But those are the questions that people want to ask but don't want to ask, mm-hmm. in front of people.
Sure.
And I completely get that.
Yeah, it's awkward.
So, yeah. Hey, if you have any questions that you don't want to ask in class, here's my number, here's my email. I like coffee. Let's hang out.
Matt says, perfect storm. Taking a sip while commuting. Andrew says, boys read book battle, and
listen,
now there is water on my dash.
I didn't name the contest. I think they call it Battle of the Books when it's the co-ed version. They do the same thing for high school. But in high school, it's called the guys read. So I don't know.
Boys.
I don't know. But they're not.
Dudes.
But they're
not. Should be the dudes.
But they're not men yet either. So they're guys. Sometimes I feel like I'm just a guy.
Andrew,
not quite a real man.
We haven't talked football yet. I do have a question for you. Based on the amount of screen time that a certain pop star received yesterday.
Not that much. Come on.
Really wasn't that much. But people get upset about it. I'm just wondering. For all
dads, Brads, and Chads.
For all the anti-Swifties out there, why do you hate Taylor so much? Like, what? Like, do you just not enjoy seeing someone?
Why do you hate love?
Happy.
See, here's the thing.
I am a lifelong
Ohio State fan.
Yeah.
And there was a time when Ohio State was playing Notre Dame in a bowl game, and Brady Quinn was engaged to, I believe, AJ Hawk's little sister.
Wow.
And so that was a big. You might know A.J. Hawk from his role on the Pat McAfee show.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I have no issue.
Look, both of the teams I was cheering for yesterday lost. I wanted to see something different, but that's okay. I'm not mad or upset. I just don't get the hate. Like,
was Emily mad at you for cheering against the Chiefs?
No, she understood. She understood. I've got two Swifties in my house, my wife and my oldest daughter, and I have no problem
with it. See, we only have one Swiftie in my house.
And
it's me.
You are looking at him
right now. It's me. Hi. Swifty, it's me.
He's definitely the problem. I'm not against it. I just don't understand the hate. Maybe you could explain the hate. What do you get out of all the hatred? Like, you feel better about yourself because you hate someone?
I don't know, Tim.
I'm in a group chat with...
I have no answer.
A bunch of people I play fantasy football with, and it's just like, oh, no, now it's a Swifty Bowl and all this. I'm like, okay. So Taylor's going to Vegas. Like, why do we care? What's the big deal?
I saw a report that said something like the additional media attention outside of the NFL, bringing attention to the NFL, has been worth about $330 million to the Chiefs.
Wow.
Whether it's extra merchandise
sales, jersey sales,
or additional attention, higher ratings, but the valuation was $330 million since September.
Taylor, if you want to come to Lakeview Church, we got a mortgage we're trying to burn as we speak. Maybe write a song about burning the mortgage.
You could bring
Travis.
I'd be fine. Listen, I've said it before. I would be honored to do their wedding.
True story, I reached out to Taylor and told her that I have a friend.
You started a group.
We have a group chat.
A group Instagram message between you, me, and Taylor.
It's me, you, and Taylor. I let her know
she has not replied.
Andrew is a renowned...
I do some weddings.
Renowned.
I do weddings.
In the wedding world, when it comes to officiating weddings.
Could you imagine how tall they would look?
You'd have to wear platforms. You'd have to wear really long pants with platform shoes. It's the only way that would work.
It would be ridiculous looking.
Or you'd be on a stool that you sit down on, and it would be really tall, and you'd climb up to it.
I don't sit down for weddings, Tim.
Sure you do. Jesus did.
Maybe. He made a lot of wine.
I kind of want you to sit down at the next wedding. bring your own stool up there and plop down.
My buddy Kyle is like 6'3", 6'4", and I was the best man in his wedding. And his wife is probably 5'10", 5'11".
Why are we so short?
And so
we look bigger on camera. We're
Kyle,
really short in real life.
I'm just like elongating my torso right now. Kyle, they had morning suits, not like grief morning, but like, you know, like the British morning, aka, you know what Penguin wore in Batman Returns, the tuxedo with the long tails behind them.
Yes.
And those look great on you if you're somewhat slim and 6'4".
But
when you're
5'2",
5'6", and 40 pounds overweight, you look like Penguin in Batman Returns.
People were calling you Danny all day.
It was terrible. Speaking of which, my child had a wax museum on Wednesday morning. You know, at school, you know, you are a historical character.
I was Theodore Roosevelt.
You push the button, and he told
us. You handed me the teddy bear. That's what activated me.
Yes. Well, for his, he told us, hey, I'm doing a project at school. And I think I'm going to be Danny DeVito. And I was like, did you not see the story that I put up?
I did. So
he tells me he's going to be Danny DeVito. This is like 2 weeks ago. I was like,
that's his historical
figure? I was
figure?
Like, no, it's not historical. It was like, half, when I got there, I felt better because half the kids were just like wearing soccer jerseys.
It was historical figures. It was
one kid was Mike
Norvell. Your favorite
Norvell,
random actor.
And he was wearing a Florida State like 3/4 zip. He's like, I'm Mike Norvell.
But why so Danny DeVito?
I guess he likes the Jimmy John commercials or something.
Was he like screaming at Matilda?
Kind of. That's what he talked about, Matilda. He talked about the Lorax. But he's never seen an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I would hope not.
But so I'm like, why in the world?
Is he a big fan of Batman Returns?
He has seen Batman Returns. But so he
so
says
funny.
To Melissa so and I, we get the emails with his school are so weird because sometimes we get them, sometimes we don't. And so it says something like, hey, Wednesday's Grandparents' Day. So we've got a chapel the grandparents are welcome to on Wednesday. Very different than North Bay's chapel because it's a very Lutheran school and the chapels are about the most high church thing that they do.
Have you spoken at this?
I have not spoken at this. I don't know that I would be invited to because
I wish
I'm
would.
Not an ordained Lutheran minister. And so, but it's like they have acolytes and stuff for chapel. Like they tap a couple of the boys and they're like, hey,
well,
you know, do you want to go light the candles or whatever? Mm-hmm. So a little bit different than what you and I are used to in our Christian school chapels. No screen games at all.
Come on.
But
have some fun.
So like we're reading this email. I was like, you know, and after the chapel, the middle schoolers are putting on a wax museum in the gym. And Melissa goes, hey, Landon, are you supposed to be in a wax museum tomorrow? And he's like, oh yeah, I guess that is tomorrow. And we're like, well, what are you doing? He had nothing planned at all. And so I took an old pair of my glasses and I got a lighter and I heated up the lenses so I could pop out the lenses. Cause, you know, that's how acetane, whatever you call the fancy plastic stuff that glasses are made out of. So I popped the lenses out of my glasses. And then he's like, can I just shave my head to be bald? What? So I went to Walmart.
Method actor.
I went to Walmart right before they closed and bought knee-high stockings.
Did you guys not get an email, like a parent email?
No. No. And that was another issue that we only...
How do you not...
The only emails we get are from the administrator, so when teachers send stuff out, I think part of it is Andrew J. Larson, so there's an Andrew Larson that gets a lot of emails to me, and so then
they might not be coming.
And then there's S-O-N Larson, like every other Larson on the planet. So there are two tricky things in my name, plus my wife's email is melissa.larson@ymail, and everyone assumes it's Gmail, but there was a season where Yahoo tried to compete with Gmail.
I remember that.
So they did Ymail, and she's never changed that. So I don't know. For whatever reason, we don't get anything
except
for updates from the most ADHD 7th grade boy on the planet.
You had about an 18-hour notice.
And he was – no, we had about a 10-hour notice. And he was legit going to wake up and shave his head to be Danny DeVito. So we did not let him.
Now, what did you have to do to activate –
there was like the
a button to press.
Yeah, like that was easy buttons, like or like whatever games those are. So there were four kids lined up at tables.
That's perfect.
And each one of them. Now I will say in his defense, every other kid had their script like written out for them.
He was all up here for
his was recited
word for word,
word for word.
Yep.
And in a voice like this.
That's what I'm talking about. Anytime I got to give an oral presentation at school, that was like
Tim. I got
that was Super Bowl for me.
So itchy.
I loved memorizing the script and getting up and just going for it. Okay.
Yes, throw Mama from the train. So good.
Back to the Swiftie talk. Matt says, my daughter's watching football with me. Hooray, that's a win. Like Emily was watching football. She wanted to see the Swift shots. Kevin, our an incredible church drummer. I don't know if you know Kevin. He's
I haven't met him yet.
You might have seen him at Christmas Eve, though.
I did see him.
He does not understand the Twee Sift hate, but go Niners. Andrew, I think you're with Kevin on this. That's
kind of your... I've been a lifelong Niners or my girl on the side team ever since Tecmo Super Bowl.
I meant to ask. Oh,
Tecmo Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because who was I going to play with? The Buccaneers back in that day with Eric Rett?
No way.
And Vinny Testaverde? Come on.
Bigger on camera, laughy face. I don't understand. Don't hype yourself up too much. That's hurtful.
I mean...
That's hurtful. Have you seen Throw Mama from the Train? What was that? 80s?
It might have been like 91, but yeah, it's very old.
I remember the title. Did not see it.
Excuse me. What year did the film Throw Mama from the Train come out?
This is helpful.
Ooh, December 11th, 1987.
Okay, I'll win that one.
That was one of those. So I did not have cable until high school. That was a movie that was always on UPN or whatever that was before. The CW and there were like multiple networks that merged. The WB and UPN became CW. Both of those were broadcast channels that felt like trashy basic cable channels.
John
but
says
they weren't.
16% of the country follow Swift religiously. That's more than the Mormons have. That's great. I'm glad that they outnumber the Mormons, honestly. If you got like a
and they can drink soda. I think technically the Mormons can drink soda. They can't drink coffee or tea.
That's it.
Because I remember during the Mitt Romney election, they're like, no, we're not weirdos. You can drink soda. But and then after the Mormons are like, I can? I never knew that.
Yeah, I think I learned more about the Mormons from the hit musical, the Book of Mormon.
Well, I have a Book of Mormon on my shelf back there from
1900-ish
from my Cults and Apologetics class in undergrad.
That's why I
Dr. Oliver gave it to me. Mm-hmm. He was a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, we had the weirdest tech snafu ever. Maybe this is why you gave us the soundboard that we have our church now.
We've had several back-to-back weeks. You've had some issues.
We've had electrical issues in the building.
There were some critters chewing through things.
Yes, but on windy days, we sometimes have power issues because of the way that our power lines come in. And it was a windy day yesterday, but I don't think this was an electrical issue. We,
You know, I did not scrub through the sermon or service yesterday, so I actually don't know what happened.
At 9:52-ish.
And you start at 10.
We start at 10.
That's 8 minutes before
I
service.
I pick up my headset mic, because clearly I'm not going to run the cable down my shirt. So I pick up the headset mic,
and I'm
holding it, and there's like a pop, and I look back, and Cheryl, one of our worship leaders, is back behind the soundboard, is like, did you? And I was like, I didn't turn it on. I was just picking it up off the table. And so, but like there was a weird kind of pop sound.
Feeling.
And then like, hey, did you stop the music playing, you know, the pre-service roll music? No. And then like something happened. We didn't pay attention to it. Mm. And then we went to, we had people from the Guardian Ad Litem program and the Heart Gallery, so two like foster care agencies that we work with that were kind of making a presentation. And so I went to give them the handheld, and I was, she's like, how do I turn it on? I'm like, oh, it's real easy. You just, and I flipped it on, and like there was no of the mic turning on. I was like, that's weird. So I tap, nothing, and everything's dead. The board is on, lit up. You can see stuff going through the board.
Oh, no.
The monitors, everything on stage is on, but you can't hear anything. And so
nothing out of
the mains. We don't know if the board was not sending to the mains or what was happening.
That's what it sounds like.
And then, but at the same time, it also was not going into the live stream.
So it wasn't. So none of the outputs,
so none of the outputs were working on the board. We're like, that's weird. I don't know what's going on with that. So we freak out for a few minutes.
Yep.
And finally, Brad, because one of our guys on our praise team is a professional sound engineer, so he's trying to fix everything. I don't know what's happening. And Brad, our worship leader, is like, I'm just going to turn it off and turn it back on. And the other guy's like, no, don't. And like, he had turned everything off. And so we're like, oh no, do we just make it worse? And so it turns on, everything's fine. No
love
issue.
It. I was going to say, I would have turned that thing off and turned it back
on. And so we're like, hey, everybody, that was hilarious. Ha, ha, ha.
So service had already started
no,
at that
service,
point?
No, so service started at 10:02 instead of 10 o'clock.
That's fine.
As we're
That's
rebooting. Yeah. But also when we did that, we're like, hey, it's working. So everyone like goes, gets on stage. But then the music started to play again. And the person back there, Megan, who runs our live stream, does not run the board. So she's like, I don't know how to mute it. And, you know, there's a Jeremy Camp song from 2006 playing.
Love
over
me
the speakers.
Some Jeremy Camp.
And
I still believe.
So anyway, we get through everything. Everything works fine. Whole service. The last chorus of the closing song, it just cuts out. So it's the one.
You guys went a cappella.
So the one guitar player, he plays through an amp.
Mm.
And so like all we have is that guitar and the drums, like the keys are gone, the other guitar, you can't, and it's like, oh, are we doing like an acoustic breakdown? This is great. It's and then I see Cheryl's face is like, we have no idea what happened. So I get up there. Mm.
But that's before your sermon.
No, that's like the closing song.
Okay, good.
At the end of the sermon.
Good. So you did have audio for your sermon.
Yeah. So I, on my way up, I hit
this button here to turn on that microphone there on that camera.
Right.
So it'll pick up something.
And then I go up I do the benediction and stuff, and I'm just kind of yelling because otherwise, you know, no one can hear me. And then
you're speaking like I'm preaching.
Yes.
Yes.
And then it all, I say amen, and Brad strums and like the reverb resound. What do you call it? Like, you know, the music coming in after you strum a guitar. So he's not, but you know,
yeah,
it picks
like reverb.
Yeah. So then the reverb 4 seconds later picks up and like, oh, I guess it's back on. We have no idea. No cables got touched. Nothing got stepped on.
But you need to solve this. Otherwise, it's
I'm aware.
Again.
I'm aware, Tim. I think
we're after lunch. You and I are probably going to have to.
I'm assuming it's gremlins. I don't know what else it would be.
Well, did you feed them after midnight?
Probably. But we also.
Did they get wet?
They might have. But there's no rodents in the building. I can assure you of that because we've spent lots of money.
I showed my kids the picture you sent me. There were some shouts. There was some, oh, cool. There was a, it was great.
The picture that I sent out to our praise team was of me with it, and it said other duties as assigned because, you know, it's the joys of being the pastor of a small church. Sometimes you're the one that has to climb up and get the rats. It was awesome.
You little rat.
It was a good week in ministry that was, Tim.
We continued in our series through the book of Ecclesiastes, which to me is just this bizarre teaching series.
I liked your post when you shared the link, like, hey, get here or not. It's all meaningless.
Right. Like, how do you not just, you have to lean into
this.
You
gotta lean in.
So there's gotta be this comic relief built into it. So I tried some pop culture references, but like the first things that came to my mind were like early 2000s, late 90s. So Steph was like,
we're really old, Tim.
Steph was like, so in your commentary, I was like, what year were those written? I was like, why? She's like, your pop culture references. I was like,
those were mine.
I put those in there. She's like, you did? I was like, yeah, I don't know. That was the first thing that came to my mind. I, you know, in the end, it doesn't even matter. I just thought Linkin Park got it right, which, by the way, the Linkin Park line, like, pretty good laughs.
Yeah. And some of the people in your congregation had to have it explained to them what it was about.
I will say I got the Bruce Willis line from a commentary.
What was the Bruce Willis line?
Because I talked about having to develop a sixth sense, and it's not seeing dead people. And then I chimed in, I cannot believe Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. Like, people were like, ha!
See, Tim, I saw that movie, third scene of the movie. I'm like, he's wearing the same outfit. This is a movie. He's dead.
You knew it?
I figured it out three scenes in. And it made the people I was with so mad because they had all seen it already. And they were like, oh, this Andrew is going to blow his mind.
I was in sixth grade. So it was like.
Yeah. So I would have been I was in 10th or 11th grade. So
I'm impressed with you.
Yeah. I'm a very smart person. Tim, I took a Wonderlic test the other day just for fun.
And?
I got a 47.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Out of what?
Out of 50.
Wow.
But it's like timed and stuff. And then one of the questions that I missed, I skipped, and I thought it would like come up at the end. It did not. Do you know that Lamar Jackson got like an 11, and yet he has a $300 million contract, and I don't?
Matt Hull says, new segment idea for the show. Three things I did not expect to hear today. Two additions. UPN.
Yep.
Throw Mama from the Train.
Yep.
Eric Rett.
Yeah. You got to think about Eric Rett sometimes.
You never know. You never know.
I'm just saying that 49ers team on Tecmo Bowl was incredible. You had, if Joe Montana got hurt, you had Steve Young as the backup, which was great. You had Jerry Rice, Jonathan Taylor, Reggie Craig, and Tom Rathman as your running back options. And I'm trying to think of who the tight end was on that team. Clark. So it was, you were almost an unbeatable team unless you were playing the Raiders and someone just wanted to run with Bo Jackson, or the Chiefs and someone just wanted to run with Christian Okoye.
Yeah.
But again, you probably don't. That was like my first football video game experience, and I was third grade, I think. So you would have been, you weren't born yet.
No. So Madden.
You would have been four.
Madden 95 on Super Nintendo was mine, but my first real love was Madden 64 on N64 in 96, 97.
Yeah.
Like those two, very formative for me. That's how I learned football. The lingo. That's how I knew how to play the game.
Luke, my son number three, is the one who's been playing Madden with me the most, and he was able to sit through about 5 out of 7 hours of football with me yesterday, and it was great.
Like soon,
thank you, Xbox.
That's right. Soon he'll be like my son, and he'll be able to read defenses from the screen. That's a cover two. That's a cover three. He's dropping the safety. Like it's all coming.
Yeah, like, I love it.
It's all thank you to Madden. So here's the dilemma I'm facing with Ecclesiastes, and I know you did a 1 weeker on it, but it's almost like the same shtick every week.
Every single week. Yeah, that's tough.
So it's like I'm reading through the text again. I'm like, oh, he just said this last week. He's saying it again this week.
Yeah, when you were, because you're doing what, 8 weeks? How many?
It's like 12 to 15, because it's 12 chapters. At least 12.
Listen, there are some bits of scripture that I don't think are meant to be broken up that way.
But everything I've ever heard or read was never do one Ecclesiastes. Like, you got to have more than one sermon going through the book of Ecclesiastes.
Yeah, but you could do 4 or 5. But 12, you know, I think the solution is, hey, this was written to be read at once, or actually it wasn't written to be read at once. It was written to be spoken in in a large group gathering all at once.
Yes.
But it is a piece of literature created to be consumed at once.
Right. So how much do you repeat every week? I mean, first 2 or 3 weeks of a series in a new book, I'll typically give a very similar introduction. Yeah. Here's the author. Here's when it was written. Here's why it was written. I'll say it in a different way. A couple of quotes from some famous people who've talked about that book. But at some point, like New Testament's different. I get this new topic every week. I get it. You know, it's very fresh every week. This feels like, oh no. Like, I could be 5-6 weeks into this in a couple weeks. And I'm like,
yeah,
that new feeling that everyone had a couple weeks ago, that's wearing off. Because I got a lot of like, oh, this series is great. And I'm like, talk to me again in week 6. Like, that's kind of how I'm feeling now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm having to live it every week, you know, studying.
Yeah,
like,
you're spending 15 hours a week in it.
Right. And I'm like, whew, this feels like a lot of the same. But we'll see. I mean, we're getting into chapter 2.
It's almost
this week.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Over and over. I mean, if you're going to say, you know, the same phrase 29, 39 times, like, maybe we need it. Maybe we need this reminder every single week. For 15 weeks.
That's a lot of weeks. It's a lot of weeks, Timmy.
We'll see if the growth stalls out around week 7.
It just might.
Ronald says, love you, boys. It has been too long. And then we've got just these great. Steve says, all you need is Bo Jackson. Matt Hole with the Nigerian Nightmare. I mean,
Christian Okoye, man, I'm telling you.
Throwbacks.
Just a couple of years of being that dominant in the league, but man. You could not stop the guy. It was ridiculous.
So what are you still doing your wisdom literature series?
So we finished that this week. Next week, we're starting one called Tales as Old as Time. And again, it was a graphic I really liked from Ministry Pass. We're not going to follow their outline too much.
Same. I'm using their graphic, but yeah. I've like glanced at their outline. I'm like, not a huge fan.
But so we're kind of starting with the patriarchs and kind of looking at family and personal issues. So, you know, it'll be very exegetical in that we're going, you know, starting whole passages verse by verse going through, but we're specifically looking at, you know, the issues with obedience and trust and lying and stuff to be like, hey, these are not new issues that plague us today that they didn't have to worry about in antiquities. And this is how it was dealt with and lived out then.
It's very applicable.
So also, don't marry your half-sister.
Also
and
applicable.
Tell Pharaoh that she's just your sister and then be upset when Pharaoh tries to take her as his wife. Abram.
Thanks, John. John says, my in-laws were there yesterday with Danielle, that's his wife, and the kids said you did a great job with it. I appreciate that. Ronald says, there are family and personal issues with the patriarchs.
Whenever anyone says that we should advocate for biblical marriage, I always say, that is why I think every 40-year-old man should marry his 14-year-old cousin.
Wow.
And then they get real quiet. And I say, well, you said a biblical marriage, didn't you? Didn't you?
See, that's why I prefer biblical view of sexuality.
Yeah.
Like that's
because a biblical marriage is you're either marrying your half-sister or you're a fully formed adult male marrying your teenage cousin.
Prescription, description, two very different things.
I know, but that's why I think people need to be careful with the words that they use.
Words matter.
Because words
matter. I'll give you that.
Matter.
I'll give you that.
Yes.
It's 12:02. What else you got, buddy?
I got nothing, Tim.
I'm a little hungry.
I'm always hungry. Clearly.
Apparently, we have to go troubleshoot a soundboard that I gave you.
I'm convinced that we could turn it on and we could just sing karaoke for 45 minutes and there will be no issue.
And then Sunday will happen.
Cut out
right before service.
And it'll cut out at, you know, 9:58. But that's okay.
John says, sorry I missed service again. I was still cozy in bed sleeping. Look, there are some Sundays where I don't want to get out of bed. But you know what? We kind of have to.
Tim, we've had some visitors that have been with us for like maybe since before Christmas. They were doing like a month plus here in town, and they were just talking about how much they loved our church, and we had like a great little farewell with them.
Can we talk about that? Like the people that are only here for a few weeks, but they're like, oh, we love this. I'm like,
yeah.
But you're leaving.
I know. But I was talking with them, and it was like, you know, oh, this is great, you know. And it was kind of like, hey, you're planning to be here, right? I'm like, yes, like this is where I live. Like I'm not going anywhere. This is my hometown. I'm not trying to move on from here. And the husband, who I think has some ministry background, is like, that's great, but eventually you'll probably want a break. And I was like, you know, I am kind of tired right now. Now that you mentioned it.
My bed looks cozy.
I'm going to go home and take a nap. And so I did. And now I'm ready to go for this coming Sunday.
We had a sweet young couple I met first time on Sunday. Again, I feel really short when people are a lot taller than me, so it was one of those couples. Mid-20s, she was maybe 28 weeks pregnant. They were just through the moon. This was such a great experience. We loved coming to church today, but we're moving on February 1st. I'm like, that's this week.
It's an odd time to be trying out
that's
a new church.
That's what I said. I'm like, guys, like she was a photographer. He's in sales but works from home, so has a lot of time in his hands and looking to get plugged into a church. So here was the ask was like, we're actually moving to New Tampa. Do you know of any churches like Lakeview in that area? And I said, well, I will ask around. I don't know of
but
a Lakeview.
By New Tampa, do they mean like Lando Lakes? Because Sunday morning, just jump on 54.
They said it's about 50. They tested it's about 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And so that's too long.
That is too long.
25 minutes is about the cusp I give people. If it's more than that, you need to probably find a church
if
closer.
If it is more than an episode of a sitcom on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know people say, you know, a church alive is worth the drive. And I'm like, it needs to be like, it needs to be your community. Like, if you want to get plugged in outside of Sunday. So I went home and told Steph that I was stoked to meet a new couple who's moving in 3 days. Like, dang it.
Well.
So on that note, if you know of a church, I could.
If you know a church in New Tampa.
And here's the best part. I was like, yeah, we filled out a connection card. I'm like, so now you're going to be in our system. You're going to get emails every day or every week for the next
and
3 years.
You will be a stat of new people that didn't come back.
I know.
Thanks a lot. Hey, Timmy, let's go get lunch.
Let's go get lunch. We miss you. We love you. We'll see you again.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
I'll be here.
I'll be here. Yeah.
Why not? Let's do it.
But we do have President's Day coming up in a couple of weeks.
Well, we'll maybe put some presidents on the screen behind
That'll
us.
That'll be great.
We'll see what happens.
Lincoln, Eisenhower, Truman.
Theodore.
I was going with last names.
Teddy.
Carter, Reagan.
Bush. Bush.
Well, it goes Bush, Clinton, Bush.
I'm just going with last names.
Okay, alphabetical order. Adams. Adams.
Obama.
That's not how alphabetical order works.
Trump.
They were all presidents. All of them. Each and every one.
We'll celebrate them. Come hang out with us in a couple of weeks. See you soon.